Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after seven years, that's why he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
Off and mute. I don't know if it's, I don't know what's going on with this thing tonight, because normally my music plays a little bit longer and now it's really, 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 really short. Yeah, R-rated tonight. Hopefully it's working okay. Let me make a couple of announcements. Hold on, you guys. Multitasking. Hopefully I don't mess this up. Okay, so Cabin on 360, we raised $1,300 off of this past weekend's event for Sawyer Perkins, a little girl that has cancer from the Richmond area. So a huge thanks to Crop for putting on the event. Howie and Kat from Riff Radio Network, we appreciate that, and everybody else that came out to support the Cabin on 360's event. There is another event that's going to be coming up at the Cabin on 360, and it's going to be on September the 26th from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. So this is also going to be a really cool event if you want to come out and investigate. I know it was fun. And I'll be doing readings also from, Ryan, I forgot the times. I want to say 3:30 to 6:30, but don't quote me on it, but I think that's the times that I'm going to be doing some readings out there. So for those of you that miss readings and energy work, it's $20. Come out there and get a reading and your energy work done. I don't know. Let's see what's going on with the on-air stuff. I got my guest on tonight, Charlie. I'm going to call her that because I mess her name up. We know it's a different one. She'll give me the very, very proper pronunciation of her name, since I always seem to get it wrong. But anyway, she is my special guest tonight. She's a paranormal investigator, amongst other things. So let me take her off and mute, and let's see if this is working right. Can you hear me, ma'am?
I can. Hey.
Hello. You are here. Hopefully. Yeah, I can hear you.
I am definitely here.
Oh, yay. Yay, I'm glad. The music was so short. I'm going to have to go in there and check to see why my music was shortened up. I mean, I need it shortened, but that's a bit short.
Okay.
Yeah, normally it's a little longer than that.
Wonky thing going on.
Yeah, there are some weird things, but I'm sitting right in front of the moon, so, you know, that could be playing a part in some of this stuff. I'll blame it on the moon.
Okay. It definitely could be.
Yes, yes. So I didn't do a long introductory on you because I only know you as paranormal investigating. Am I missing anything?
Well, I have. I'm a paranormal investigator. I teach kindergarten. I'm married with two kids, and that's my whole life: paranormal and kindergarten. So in my family, so that's where I'm at these days. That's what I'm doing.
Yep, paranormal. That's so cool. Now, how long? You were fun to investigate with on Saturday. I mean, we really had a good time Saturday.
We sure did. Saturday was a blast. That was an absolute blast. How long have I been doing it? Officially, Officially only a couple of years, just off and on. Up until recently, December is when I joined my first team, and I left them in March to start my own, and then the pandemic hit. So it's been a slow start to starting my own team, but I think it's finally starting to meld together now, and I'm really excited about it. I've got a few things that are starting to line up. I have a very large investigation lined up in December at a military school here in Virginia. It's never been investigated. So that one I am, like, super excited about. It has a lot of a lot of good history, a lot of good claims. So I can't wait to get in there and see what we can find.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be very interesting. That's going to be that sounds really cool. Savannah says hello. John Stevens says hello. He's online.
Hi, John. Hi, guys.
Kim's online. My sister's still online because she has bad internet.
Okay.
So Savannah and John are two people that were in our group past Saturday at the cabin when we were doing experiments.
We sure did.
When we do investigating, we are doing research, but we just didn't know that our research was going to be so rated R. Like who knew?
It was one step away from MA, right?
Exactly. Oh my God. Like, you know, I was just telling my friend today, I'm like, you think that, you know, spirit don't think dirty like that, but they really, really do.
They do.
Like
I think whatever what? They were yeah. like in real life. Yeah, whatever they were like in real life is how they're going to be
yeah.
in the afterlife.
Yeah, but
don't
who
think,
knew
I don't think they
become.
it
I
got
mean,
bad.
Saying,
but,
who
you know,
knew
I have...
that, I mean, y'all have to understand what we did because, like I've made it rated R. Just in case there are some kids out there listening, because I do have teenagers on my Facebook page, and I did make it rated R because of the content of what we're talking about, but it's all in good research. I mean, really it is, despite the, we had a good time and it was a lot of laughs, but it was still our research.
It definitely was research. And it's one thing that I had actually proposed it before. You know, I got a lot of skeptics, a lot of people that's like, oh, well, that's just silly. You shouldn't do that kind of stuff. But you know what? That's part of it. That's part of doing what we do. We have to try to make contact any way we can. And if you're in a place where things might have gotten a little raunchy at times, you might want to just try that. You might want to try it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say provoking, but, you know, enticing, be enticing to the spirit. Do something that they would want you to do.
Yeah, I was going to say we weren't really provoking them.
Weren't.
We were just kind of, like you said, enticing. But we weren't mean to them, though.
Not anything but mean. We were anything but mean.
Yeah, and, you know, I went to go order my order of my pink rabbit pearls, and somebody stolen it right out from underneath me. Let me fill people in on what we're talking about here. We went to an investigation at the cabin on 360 this past weekend, and there is one particular room that was a male escort room. It was a bordello room. And so we decided that we were going to go up and do an investigation, but our questions were very sexual in nature because of the content of that particular room. And what is the name of that recorder that John had? It was a Panasonic
DR40
or 60, John. You know which one I'm talking about. But this particular recorder doesn't, I mean, if you want it, it's $3,000, okay, if you want this type of recorder. So he brought his recorder. This man was nice enough to bring that in, and it's super, super sensitive. I mean, it picks up every damn thing. You fart wrong, it's going to pick it up, okay? the slightest anything, right? I mean, if you pooed it, it would pick it up. I mean, it's just that sensitive. So,
it would definitely pick up anything.
Yeah, it does. We started asking very sexual questions, and we got answers. Didn't we? We got good answers.
We sure did. Yeah. We did get answers.
We did. And so, can I say Charlie? Because you know I'll mess up your other name.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Charlie works for me.
Good, because that's just on your damn Facebook page, and I can't do the other stuff. I messed it up. I think I called you Sherry and messed that up. So I'm like, I'm just going to call you Charlie, because I keep screwing up your name. It's so embarrassing.
Charlie is perfect, and it's easy. Charlie is a good name.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it doesn't fit the demeanor for Saturday night, but it'll do it for now.
Carrie would fit the demeanor for Saturday night.
I know, it would. So we were in a group, and we just decided to ask some very sexual in nature questions and got a lot of answers. And we even experimented, and we made the men leave because in this particular room, so we asked some very explicit questions. Can you hear that?
Yes.
That is my text. That is my sister texting me, telling me to tell you hello because she lost her internet.
Hey, Dina. Yeah, our question, we did our experiment with the men and women separated, and definitely that room was more interested in the women, I think.
I think so, too. I think, you know what, as a matter of fact, tonight I have ordered a hooker wig. I have.
This is red and
pink, and it is on the way.
Well, I'll tell you, I have lots of costumes and wigs, so we can go in there with our wigs. And
yeah, so you need to come back. Like, are you coming to the 26th?
I'm actually going to a different Paracon that day. But I'm coming October 17th. I think it's the 17th of October. The haunted cabin. The Halloween cabin.
Okay. See,
I forget
or 17th.
What they, Dennis and Ryan named it. It's an event there.
Yeah, I do have an appointment that day. Hopefully I'll be done before he does that, because I have an appointment. Oh, two of them back to back. So, but I did. I know. I didn't realize it until I looked at my calendar and I was like, "Are you freaking kidding me?" And I can't change it because it's 2 months ago. It's one of those types of appointments.
Well, maybe you'll finish up and come on out.
Yeah. And you're gonna wear your wig, right?
I'm bringing all the fun stuff.
Oh,
now
good.
I know I'm bringing all the fun stuff. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I think that you would agree that we could have one paranormal suitcase with all our paranormal equipment in, and then the other suitcase will have all our other things in it.
Our other investigative tools.
our other tools, that we will need for this, even though somebody has bought the rabbit pink pearls out from under me. Wonder which one of y'all did that.
Was not me.
Okay.
I told that one for the sparkly unicorn.
Yeah, I know you were going for the sparkly unicorn, but it's gone. I couldn't believe it.
And then
I went to go hit checkout. Girl, it was said out, no more in stock. Out of stock. I was like, what in the hell?
And then, Howie was sitting down there zooming in on my phone when I was showing y'all the hummingbird. We definitely
got an eyeful on that one. He probably was like, what the hell are y'all doing?
He was a little shocked.
You know,
probably was a little shocked at the what was going on.
Yeah, and John Stevens, I'm sure, was shocked with us too. Because I really, John Stevens, I know that you're on here listening because I can see you. I'm sure you didn't realize we had it in us like that.
I think we made the men blush. I think that all the men in that room were blushing at the end.
You know what, I agree.
I don't think they've ever heard nothing quite like that.
I agree with you 110% because that we just had to get downright raunchy at the cabin.
We did. And it worked.
Yeah, but it was all
so I think it's
yeah, it was always good fun.
I think it's a valid way of investigating. If that's what that place was and that's who worked there and that's who lived there, whatever they were doing, then you need to do what they were doing. You need to entice them to come out and play, if you will. Come on out and play with
them. Yeah, that's right. Come on out and play. They sure did.
I'm not sure any of us, you know, doing all that, I don't think any of us actually ever said, one of y'all touch us. Whoever's here with us, could you touch us? I don't think
we ever said that. Yeah,
we
didn't
should
do
have,
that.
Next time, we need to do that. Savannah might because she laid back. I'm not 100% sure she actually said it out loud, though.
Yeah, because I think the only thing, I don't remember if anybody said that or not. I'll have to go back to the EVPs because last night I was listening to my body cam and recorder and I was just laughing. You realize I listened to this stuff all over again and was cracking up laughing.
I need to listen to this too. Oh my God, I didn't even have my recorder running because John was sitting next to me with his fabulous recording system he had, and I was just—he kept like rewinding it and playing it for me, and just, I was dying and laughing the whole time. I'm surprised I could even talk.
And that,
laughing
so much. We all were, And it's funny because when I listen to my recorder and I'm listening to my body cam stuff, that my body cam and recorder are super sensitive, but it's not as sensitive as his recorder is.
No, that thing, when it picked up, you know, when I asked the question, are you hard or soft? And it said, soft.
I mean, it was
clear as day.
Yeah, and thank God I got that on the body cam part.
I would say that's a class A because, I mean, that was a direct response immediately.
Right.
Immediately after it.
Yeah. That's right.
So I think
you're
whoever's
absolutely
in
right.
there, it's an intelligent haunting. I definitely don't think it's residual. I think it's definitely intelligent, which is even
definitely.
Better because, you know, maybe they will touch us next time.
You're right, which I'm wondering, next time we do that, will they remember us and call us by name if we ask?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I mean, it's just
experiment.
A thought. Yeah, it's just a
thought.
You
know
thought
what else we could do? It's like we could just send one person in there and have them like do like a not a whole sexual thing, but you know, just kind of like a strip tease without actually stripping. Just make them think that they're in there alone and, you know, get it on. I don't know what would be allowed, but it's worth a shot.
It is research. I mean, it's not a, you're not making fun of them. You're really not enticing them in a negative kind of way. I mean, because I always look at stuff even, you know, like I just said, it's research.
And that
you know,
might
because
be how
a lot
they
of
feel
things,
comfortable.
Yeah. And,
I mean,
and
they might
did,
not be comfortable
did,
with us asking questions like what's your favorite color or, you know, who's your favorite football team? They might not, just might not be something that they're comfortable with. Cause,
but they ain't into all that questioning, though, because, you know, I've been at the cabin and investigated that room quite a few times, and we always ask things like, what's your favorite color? You know, do you know what year it is? Well, this time it was a little bit, we just needed a little bit of a change, and I think that since it was the type of room it was, asking sexual things is got to be your best research.
It is. I was part of a page a while back, and I had posed a question, and a lot of people responded positively. I had, you know, several skeptics, but one component was, does sexual activity spark paranormal activity in a supposedly haunted location? And a lot of people were like, yeah, that's a good theory, because you get all that energy going. You get...
Mm-hmm.
Think about the release you have from sex. Well, even just talking about it, you still get those endorphins going. You still get the dopamine building up. So it does. It can give you that release. And if that release is in that room, then it's building that in there for the spirits to use as well. That's just my theory.
That's true.
I don't think it's been fully tested. We gave it a good go the other night. Definitely.
Yeah, we did.
Definitely.
We did. Maybe Brandon or Savannah should have taken their clothes off so that we could have saw what would have really happened.
Maybe Savannah. I don't think the spirit was too happy with Brandon.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, we got a pretty strong no on that one.
Yeah, we did. You're right about that. A very strong no.
She was very specific. It was like, no. Came through loud and clear.
I don't like you. Yeah, but those are some things to experiment with. I know my wig is coming in next week. I'm excited about it.
I can't wait to see it. Oh my goodness.
It's red and pink. It's perfect. It's the perfect hooker color.
I'm thinking about Pretty Woman when she's out, you know, walking the street and she has that pink wig on. That's what I keep going back to in my head with that.
Yep. And it's about that
fabulous.
Length, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll take
the Old House Woods with me, too.
We might have to get Dennis and Ryan to let us go just one weekend, you know, one Saturday. Just get a little group together and go up there. Maybe not even wait for an event.
Yeah, they might let us do that if they don't have other things booked.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to pretty please. But Dennis and Ryan could join us.
That's true.
And that would be... Yeah. It would be perfect.
Because we would kind of need that same atmosphere, you know, like with the men and women mingling and laughing and just having a good time and not...
Yeah, but
not
then
being...
we'll need John Sullivan back with his world famous $3,000 recorder.
We do. I know they're out of town this coming weekend. He didn't say anything else about what they have going on. But I'm on his page, so I can look at that.
Yeah, we would have to kind of experiment with that.
That would be so much
fun. But
it
was a lot of fun, though.
It was fun, but like you said, it was research. So we had, I know the questions or the things that I was saying were, if that didn't entice a male, worker, or just say a male worker, that, I don't know what would.
They are male escorts, remember? We called them hookers. They didn't answer to that. We called them male prostitutes. They didn't answer to that. They answered to male escort.
Well, your sister asked the best question of the night. I mean, her hands down won. Like, her question won. Hands down. I think it might have intimidated them.
It probably did.
That was probably the best question. I don't even know, like,
yeah,
Savannah said, was it a question or a demand? We weren't quite sure. It was either a question or a demand, or a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But she did, though. She liked that. I think that's really when it started.
Yeah. Savannah was a trip because I know she felt I know she felt violated. I just know it.
All I can picture her is flapping her arms and buzzing her lips. Like, it's forever
Savannah,
in my brain.
Video,
I cannot
please.
Get it out.
Yeah, we need that. We need the hummingbird on a video, so that we can, you know, laugh.
And John Sullivan, every time she'd do it, he would die. Like, he was in the floor just rolling. Literally, one time I looked and he was on his back, and I just saw him kind of rolling around laughing. I was like,
yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, but we did have a good time, and it is very valid research. I'm sitting here going back at the comments because in the beginning I didn't scroll down enough to see all these comments. So I'm sitting over here thinking, oh, I don't have no comments tonight. Just like with group four, I'm sitting over here thinking, oh, my group is over, and it wasn't. So now I'm sitting here going through all these comments and seeing if we got any. Savannah, John is laughing at me for saying research. And Savannah is saying, Savannah said it was straight porn. And of course, Kimberly has to put her two cents in. Yeah, straight porn. And Kimberly was like, so it was a group thing.
Para porn. I don't even know if that's a thing, but.
Yeah, para porn. Perfect. She came up with the name.
Heck yeah.
Para.
Leave it to me to come up with something like that. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to para porn.
Oh my gosh.
That'll go along with.
Paracon.
Yeah, well, no, it's para porn now.
You've come to the wrong party.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
Well, think about it.
Yes,
we were talking about getting, if you were to get pulled over for anything and they see your case of toys, your case of investigative equipment and all your cameras and stuff, what would a cop
You're
think?
Right
they
about
would be
that.
Like, what the heck's going on here?
Exactly. What's in that case? Oh, I got paranormal equipment and I got para porn equipment too. Would you like to see it?
You can break out your handcuffs. We could all have a good time.
Yeah, I could break out those fuzzy handcuffs. I know someone. You got to have a pair of fuzzy handcuffs somewhere. Somebody does.
Please,
we need to get our gigolo box together. Go ahead.
Don is in charge of naming the room. Like, we have to have a name for that room. He's come up with some good ones. Some of them were so good.
John, he's on here. John, what were some of the names of the room that you suggested for the room upstairs at the cabin, since we're talking paraporn now? Savannah said she could get some
part of our conversation tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Rated R. We still got some. Right. I was trying to keep it clean, as clean as I could, without going into graphic details.
We've done a really good job keeping it clean.
Yeah, we have done a good job keeping it clean so far. Oh, John said the red room. The red door. Room 69.
Yeah, we could get like the little house number things and put it on the door.
Oh, here we go. 50 Shades of Para Porn. That's Savannah's. That's Savannah's. 50 Shades
yeah.
of Para Porn. The red room. That reminds me of the red light district overseas. Just saying. And yes, I have
mm-hmm.
been there.
Yeah. And Sweden has a red
All
light
over.
District.
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Been there. the red room isn't a bad idea. The red room. Wait, what was Dennis's shirt? Do you remember?
Shining red room.
What? Do you remember? Do you remember what Dennis's shirt said?
Or I remember looking at it and dying.
I know. And what was it? It had something to do, something beyond the door. What's behind the red door?
What lies behind the red door?
What's behind the red door? Something like that. Yeah, it was funny. We have to get it off of that. Get off of that. Yeah, behind the red door. That's what Savannah said. Green room ain't going to work because it was too pornish. Kimberly said the green room, but I don't, that's, no. It was just too porn-like.
Ooh, I got one. The devil's den.
Ooh. The hooker's den.
The horny
the
devil.
Male the horny devil. There's so many names that we can come up. Peter's pop-up. That's Kimberly. What lies behind?
The red
Savannah
door
said, what lies behind?
Society.
Yeah, I know, right? John said swing room.
Oh, we gotta get, yeah, because we here too, right?
We were gonna put a swing in there.
Yes. Somebody talking about the swing. Like they really wanted it in there.
Yeah. Tina said ball to the wall.
I love her. God. Love her.
Oh my God. Ready? Lucifer's lick.
These are great.
Yeah, these are some great names. Now, let me get off subject just a little bit. How, let's get a little bit to you, because the show really is supposed to be about you and not the red room.
That's who I am.
But you were part of the red room on Saturday, so, you know, I mean.
That was fabulous.
Yeah, that was. I didn't know you had it in you like that.
Well, I kept telling y'all.
You're a little broken up. Are you? You don't have me on speaker, do you?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. So it came up a little broken up.
Okay. No, I was just saying. It only took an evening to get me loosened up to start talking paraporn. So.
And you know what's really funny is that all of us were sober.
We were. Everyone in that room was sober.
Most of the time,
so that was just natural.
We're
just naturally dirty.
We're natural hookers on that. To include John Stevens.
Oh, we could name it the Bird Room.
Ooh, the pink bunny. No, the pink pearl.
Pink pearl. Oh my God, that's actually kind of perfect. The pink pearl.
Yeah, the pink pearl. Because we all know that the spirit in there wants one, and it's been bought.
I think it's
the pink pearl.
If you know, you know. Like, you don't have to worry about explaining it. Just if you know, you know.
It's perfect.
It is.
Kimberly said John.
That is.
Kimberly said John is such a para whore.
We're gonna get him a shirt. He's gonna get a shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe he's gonna say I'm just in it for. I'm
just
in it for para porn.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good shirt. We could also call it, you know, they got this Teresa, she's from another show. She has a bitch club. We could call it a paraporn club. And get shirts.
Yes.
cute
think we
one.
Should all have a shirt made. We should have
yeah,
a
I think
shirt
we should
made
have
that says
a shirt
the pink
made.
Pearl.
Yeah.
The pink.
We'll have to come up with, we can come up with that design, which the pink pearl.
We could have a shirt that's similar to Dennis's, and on the front it says, "What lies behind the red door?" And on the back it says, "The pink pearl."
Remember this. Yeah, we should get shirts made that says that.
We should. We'll have our own
yeah,
sub, our sub group.
John said he just shows up for the para porn.
He does. We know it.
Yeah, we knew you were always like that, John Stevens. Is your sister new?
Because we do it so much, right? It's just the norm now.
Yeah, it's the norm.
Yeah, well,
it'll
there
be the norm
are
for the
like there are some. You got to be careful because there are some teams out there, and that's just all they're in it for is to pick up people. that's how they roll.
Yeah.
That's their gimmick.
That's
their gimmick.
True. You're right about that. Maybe we should send them to the Pink Pearl.
We should. Maybe they
yeah.
can get violated for once, right?
That's right. That is so funny. Let me see. I'm trying to go back in our comments. Poor Savannah said that she felt like she was drunk by the end of it.
You know, I kind of did too. Like the next day, I felt like I had a hangover. And it's not your normal
yeah.
paranormal investigation hangover. It was like head hurt. I felt like I had had a night drinking, and I don't ever drink. That's not something I do. Felt like I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, I was a little because I had done readings prior to the event, you know, prior to the actual event. It was like a double whammy for me.
Oh yeah, you were spent.
So I was like extra tired Sunday. I just was tired.
It was just a feeling she'd been drained.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, possibly we had been, because we don't know what the spirit, how the spirits were really affecting us. I mean, they could have, you know, they could have been pushing us to act like that, to do what we were doing.
That's
you
true.
You don't ever
we'll
really know.
Yeah, you're right about that. We'll have to test that theory too.
Think about it. There was very little, and we didn't have any inhibitions in that room. Really, I think probably anything would have went if we'd have wanted to, you know. If the conditions were right, of course, but I'm just saying, at that point, it just didn't feel like there were many inhibitions. Like, nothing seemed taboo at that point.
No, I agree with you, right? John said that he wanted to smoke a cigarette when he left, and Ryan says para hangovers are real, which they are. I get them. That's why
they are.
Earlier I was telling them the readings and trying to lead at the same, you know, after you do that, your brain, you're mush. It's like, because you're talking about, you know, absorbing, not intentionally, but you're taking on everybody's energy, and then you're trying to do something else, and it's really hard to do that. It's like, you know, you just want to go to sleep. You're just tired. Particularly because you're, you know, like when I do readings, you're taking on different energies. And if somebody has a health issue, I feel that whole health issue when I'm doing a reading. And so that takes a lot.
Yes. Now this
I was
extremely exhausted afterwards. When I got to the hotel room, I don't even remember going to bed. I remember waking up, and we had like a couple of hours till we had to be out of the room, and I didn't feel well. Like
yeah.
I was really just, it was like a hangover. But when
and you're right. And Ryan says the black light room has great. I keep cutting you off, and I don't mean to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, I was just going to say it's quite different, because one investigation I went to in York, Pennsylvania, we got to the hotel room. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and I was wired. Like, I could not go to sleep. I laid there, and I was like, okay, go to sleep. I don't know. I just think the spirits that I encountered that night wired me differently. I did wind up falling asleep and only got like an hour and a half. And then we had a 5-hour drive home, and I thought, okay, well, I'll crash then. Nope, just as wired as I could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just, it does affect you differently depending on what the spirit is doing, has done to you.
Right. You're right about that. And I've sometimes when I go, either I'll have energy or no energy. But most of the time with my
mm-hmm.
readings, it's draining afterwards. And even if you ground, you know, and do what you're supposed to do, it's still draining because you don't know who's coming to you for a reading either, and you don't know what's going to happen with that reading when you do it.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine doing that. Yeah, their loved one may step out, and sometimes they don't, you know. So, and in the case of the readings that I did, just about every reading I did had a person with them. So that was a good thing.
That definitely was a good thing.
And,
People come to that room.
I
just think the energy is really high in there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that was my first time ever going in there. You know, I've been to the cabin before, but I never made it upstairs. We went, you know, went to the ranch or went to the woods and just the main part of the cabin, but never been upstairs. But I could definitely feel, it was just a whole different vibe in that room as opposed
mm-hmm.
to the woods and the ranch and the rancher and everywhere else. It was actually, it was jovial. I didn't feel, like I could have slept in there just fine. I don't think I would have had any issue at all.
No, I've slept upstairs there, but in the loft room when I went. And, I mean, the only thing was that I just was cold all night, and it wasn't your normal cold. Like, it just wasn't a normal cold. I knew that it was a spirit around me, and I knew that they were trying to play head games. That I did know. But I just didn't let them. Ryan calls it the black light room, but we've changed it over to the pink pearl. Just to let you know.
Get on board, Ryan. The pink pearl now, guys.
Ryan said the black light room has some crazy energy. And John said that he don't even smoke, but he felt like he needed a smoke afterward.
All right, we're going to buy a pack of cigarettes next time.
Yeah, we're going to have to buy a pack of cigarettes next time. Yeah. Actually, if Kimberly leaves hers in my car, we'll be good to go because she normally leaves them there when we go to Old House Wood.
That's great.
Oh, my God. John keeps trying to name the room Pink Bunny.
The Pink Bunny.
The Pink Bunny.
It's a rabbit. It's a rabbit.
The rabbit. That sold out. I know
the
one of y'all who bought it. I bet you John bought the pink rabbit. I bet you he did.
I'm getting the hummingbird. Savannah. I love it. Oh God, it's in my head. Like I was literally in my classroom decorating, and the whole, like, all the questions and stuff and all the things that we did that night, it just popped up in my head, and I'm in there laughing hysterically. I know people around me in different rooms were like, what is wrong with her? But hey, it was funny. So I just,
yeah,
and I still laughed about it.
Yep, I can't even mimic the hummingbird. You and Savannah do it so well.
And I don't know, we were like, caw-caw, but we were like, that's not what a hummingbird is.
This is true.
It was hilarious. It was funny. I don't know, it just came
out.
Yeah,
it was. It was very funny. But it was, I said, it was all in good research. When you,
I'm curious
when you go
to know
investigate,
if any, if,
go ahead.
Go investigate where? No, what were you saying? Go investigate.
Oh, I was gonna ask you, when you went investigating, like what was one of your favorite places that you've, or one of your most haunted places that you've ever been investigated at or investigating at?
Actually, my favorite was both places we went in York, PA. We went to a speakeasy that was there, and we, in the same night, we also did a Civil War morgue. We got a lot of activity. Flashlights were going off on command. SLS was going, you know, it was grabbing figures. They used me as a trigger. There was an old stage in the speakeasy, and it was falling apart. I mean, I could have went through the floor at any time, but I got up on it, and I was kind of dancing around like, you know, the girls would have done. And there was, like, there was a chair, so we were kind of worried that the chair was causing the figure to pop up, so we moved the chair, and it wasn't. She was still there. I think she was on my shoulder at one point, or right behind me or something. It was, I don't know, you just got the feeling you weren't alone up there. And then in the Civil War morgue, we got a lot of EVPs. We heard disembodied voices that we actually caught. I can't say too much about it because it's under a show. Through well, another paranormal team. They have their own show, so I can't disclose too much because I'm just being respectful. Just being respectful.
No,
there.
Not you.
But
really?
Can you believe I would be respectful? Oh, my goodness. But, yeah.
Not after Saturday. I'm not believing the respectful thing. I'm sorry. But, I mean, you know. You can't pull that past me on that one.
I'm not
after your or whatever y'all do. No.
You did it. That hummingbird's going to get you every time.
Yeah. Respectful those, my ass. Head.
That was probably, in all honesty, those were my favorite places. It's so rich with history up there. You can't help but love it. Like, anywhere you go, you just kind of feel it. Like, we rode through the battleground, and you just feel it. You just feel all the spirits,
yeah.
And you know they're there.
John wants to know.
Okay.
John wants to know why you did not dance the other night. We should have done that.
We should have. I will dance, John. I will be your dance monkey. I will do it. I promise.
I think that we should replay that song that we played.
My neck. My back.
I think we should replay
John,
that. At the
tell him to finish that song up. Tell him if he sings it, I'll dance to it.
Yeah. I think we can dance to that one. Savannah's really good at it, so we're good.
Yeah, that one's perfect.
Oh, my God.
We'll dance.
You know,
heck yeah, I'll dance.
You know what Savannah,
I love dance.
You know what Savannah said? I'm still talking to you.
Say?
I don't mean to. Savannah said we need a poll.
We do. I don't know. I'm a big girl. I might pull that pole right on down.
Pull that pole right on down. Look, see that? I got a pink bracelet. You see that light pink bracelet? Not the Shelby one, but there's a lighter pink one. That's my pole dancing bracelet, just to let y'all know that. I earned that, bitch.
Heck yeah.
That was the hardest thing, okay? You sitting over here thinking that you're all strong, you know, when you see them girls up on those poles, I have a lot of respect for them girls. It takes a lot of body strength, and my fat ass could not go around that pole. I even got pictures.
Oh, I know. Well, think about it. I mean, they get up there, they're flipping over, and they're holding on with their hands. I'm like, what in the world, girl? Go ahead. Earn your money. You deserve it. You deserve
it. Yeah, that's right. Yep, that takes a lot of work to do that. So I don't know. We might not do good with a pole in the pink pearl. Steve White is funny. We were supposed to get Howie's top hat on Saturday, but you know what? He didn't wear it.
He had it. Where was it?
He had it, but he didn't wear it. We should have taken his top hat to the pink pearl room and then danced to our song. Oh, these are ideas that are coming up. These are perfect.
Girl, I got it.
For,
I'm going to wear some black some sheer black pantyhose, a white button-up shirt, and a black fedora. We're going to get this thing.
And don't forget the wigs.
Yes, and I'm going to have a wig, definitely.
Yeah, we'll need some hooker boots. I don't think I have any hooker boots.
I think I have a long red wig with horns on it. I think it'd be perfect.
That might work. Well, by the time the party rolls around, I'll have my wig in.
I know I had red angel wings. I just got them the other day. We were at Michael's. My husband was like, I like these. I'm like, well, get them. But he didn't. So I went into another store, and he sat in the car. And when I came back out, I had looked at the bank account. I'm like, somebody used our card at Michael's. He's like, I know. I'm like, did you use our card? He's like, yes. He went
Aww.
Back and bought me red angel wings.
Aww.
So, yeah.
That would have been nice for Saturday.
I know.
Yeah.
We got to make October 17th work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you coming on the 17th?
I plan to. I got those two appointments in the appointments in the morning time, and then hopefully after that I can make it out there. I just don't know how long those appointments are going to be. I have to make it. It's our Libra birthday party, pretty much, because my
Aww.
Birthday, Ryan, Kimberly's, and Savannah's birthday is all in October. My sister's is too, but it's our party. So
we're all Libras.
Yeah, we're all Libras. All of
really?
Us cookers are. Yeah.
We know what I
yep.
am. Do you? I'm the worst of the worst.
That's where
actually,
you got
I'm
it
not.
From.
Gemini is the worst of the worst. Scorpio, we just have a Our sexual nature is a little higher than everybody else.
You have distinctive personalities.
We do. Scorpios have distinctive personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They only come out at the Pink Pearl.
That's true. It's true. You know what reminds me of Twin Peaks? I don't know why. I guess because of the logs in there. I don't know. I'm so weird. Oh, my goodness. I relate everything to old shows and music, so. But yeah, they kind of reminds me of Twin Peaks.
It does, kind of. Yeah, you're right about that.
When you think about it.
Yeah, yeah. John said that's why he's a Leo.
Leos are good.
Yeah, those are pretty good, but they're not as bold as a Scorpio is.
Mm-mm. They're not.
I'm sorry. I have a totally different outlook on you after Saturday. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard.
Oh,
I think out of
worse.
All...
I did.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Looked back a little bit. It could get worse.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm sure it can. But I can say that out of all the investigations I've been on, that was ultimately the funnest one I've been on. It, you know, the laughing was needed.
It was one of the first times I ever met the team I was with before. We had gone to check out a location and talk to the owners. And this is like kind of like, not my initiation or whatever, but it was, you know, to see how the members like me or whatever. And after we had talked to the owners, we went around some property around the area, and we kept stepping on these things. And a couple of people were like, I wonder what kind of nuts these are. And they started naming off nuts. And so it just came out naturally. I was like, oh, my God, they're setting themselves up so perfectly. So I just casually go, it's these nuts. I thought they were going to just roll because they didn't really know me. And it just popped out like these nuts. It was great.
That's so funny. You just never know what's going to happen. Yeah.
I'm like a box of chocolates, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. Savannah said she's got the dress that she has is a Jessica Rabbit costume.
Yes. Wear it.
Yeah, she's going to be wearing her wig and a sparkly red dress.
Heck, yeah. Come on, Jessica.
That means I'm going to have to find a costume to match my hooker wig.
I've got mine. I'm wearing my black see-through pantyhose, my white Oxford shirt button up, and my black fedora. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to rock that mess.
That works. I don't know if I can fit one leg into that. I'm going to have to figure out something.
This spirit won't know what the heck hit him. Like, what is
yeah,
this?
You're exactly right. I'm going to have to start going costume shopping and try to figure out what I'm going to wear. Because I have no idea.
This is the time to do it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Roger Rabbit, baby. No. She's so funny.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, she'll be a Roger Rabbit.
The Roger Rabbit room.
Yeah, the Roger Rabbit room. That's so funny. We'll have to get those shirts made.
What lies behind the red door? The pink pearl.
Yeah. The pink pearl. Sexy nun.
I mean, there's another P word that comes to mind that would be so good to say right now.
You can't say that on the air. I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute.
It's not Pearl.
It was rated R this evening.
It was rated R. I don't want to say it because there might be kids out there listening.
That's true. John said he was coming as Richard Gere in American Gigolo.
What's pink on the inside?
Oh, my gosh. No, you didn't.
The pink.
We better not say that on the air.
I did not say it.
She did not say it on the air. All she said was, what's pink inside? That was it.
Yep, that's all I said.
We all know.
That would be the best name for that room.
Oh, yeah, it would. You are right about that. Other people might think we're cray-cray.
Dennison's going to be like, y'all are not coming back. It's just not happening.
Exactly. He's going to ban us from the cabin on 360. We'll be banned forever. We'll never be able to go beyond the pink pearl again.
Speaking of being banned, I guess I'm kind of banned from... Has anyone ever been banned from Crawford Road? Because, like, I think I kind of am. I'm, like, so scared to go back and try to do any investigations there.
Oh, I have not. I have not been there to... I've driven through that. You're talking about in Yorktown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was
I've
curious.
Been through... Yeah. I've been through that road. I've never stopped and investigated it. I pick up different energies going off of that road, but it's more of the, I guess, the location of where it's at in the history part of certain things, like Civil War stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never really, I can't say I've picked up, like, anything negative off of that road, but I do pick up high energy there. But
there's
I never stopped
to
investigate it.
We had some really good EVPs there, and we actually got a picture. I'll let you know where that. I'll send that to you.
Okay.
It looks like a woman who's like illuminated in white, and behind her, it looks like the outline of a Civil War soldier. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Four of us there that night, and I was the only girl. And it's definitely not me in the picture. And nobody was wearing a hat, like a wide brim hat like that. It's really strange.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. Yeah. I mean, I know there's stuff goes on out there.
Yeah, I actually had I went with one of my friends out there one night back in April, and we passed, this vehicle kept passing, like, it passed twice. And then 2 minutes later, after we had parked and we were getting out to do an investigation, this Pocosin? Is that how you say it? I don't know. Pocosin?
Yeah, Pocosin. Uh-huh.
Police rolled up, and they were like, you can't be here. You can't do this. And then they took, you know, they took my license and ran it and stuff, and, of course, it came back fine. So I guess I'm kind of banned from there. Like, I'm scared to go back because I don't want to go to jail for investigating.
Well, I don't think I think part of it is because that particular area is on federal property. I think, I'm not sure.
It is.
I don't.
It is.
Yeah, I was going to say that because if you get a ticket on there, you're going to federal court in that area. So that's probably what that's about.
It's a lot of crime that goes on that road too. There's been lots of murders,
yeah.
Bodies found.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I've been on there a few times. Kimberly said she wants to do a Parkway murders investigation.
Like Blue Ridge Parkway?
Yeah, Colonial Parkway. Colonial.
Okay.
You know, out in that area.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time I get to a certain point, I feel like I was hit in the head and I flash back to something, but I can't quite figure out. And it's only at a certain point. When I get to a certain point in, off of Colonial Parkway, I feel like I've been hit in the head. So I don't know if that's from the. Yeah, it's disturbing. But it's only when I get to a certain part, and I only know it when I get there, you know, when I'm driving, and I just feel like somebody has taken a hammer and hit me in my head or hit me with something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I've never stopped at that feeling point, if that makes sense. I guess part of it's because all that stuff is still unsolved. So It's strange. Yeah, very strange.
The
when
only
I get
place
there.
I've ever, which is kind of strange, the only place I've ever had hesitation going into, I mean, I pushed myself to do it, but I felt so uncomfortable, is Windsor Castle Park, like actually walking the trail. Even during the daytime, I just, it's like someone is right there walking with you. It's not a good feeling, and it doesn't feel pleasant. It's not even a pleasant, like, you know, oh, this is a friendly little spirit walking with me. It's kind of menacing.
Right.
Especially once you get past a certain area, when you go into Windsor Castle Park and you make a left, there's two graves that sit up on a hillside, kind of. It's kind of a hillside. It's not really, I don't know how you describe it, but they kind of sit back off of the trail, but you can still see them. You can walk up to them. But once you get past those, it's like you're not supposed to be there. That's how I feel. Like, even during the day, I don't want to walk it by myself. And that's unusual because I don't mind being in the dark. I don't mind going into buildings and stuff. It's pitch black, but it's just something about that place.
I have not been there.
I know there's a paranormal group that's doing a public ghost hunt there. They're supposed to do it. He said that they might not because they haven't had much interest in it, so he might have to cancel it. But I would actually want to go with the group. I would actually feel better going with a group of people. But they actually, I think, are going to have access to the main house too.
Huh.
So, you know, might do that.
Yeah, and you're starting your own group too, correct?
I am Scorpio Paranormal Research Team, also known as Spirit.
Love it.
I am. I've had some interest from a few people that want to join, so I'm trying to vet them, see how they are, make sure
Go ahead.
I can't name it what?
I said,
didn't hear
too
you.
Bad
what
that you could. Beyond. It's too bad you couldn't name it Beyond the Red Door.
It's true. Beyond the Red Door.
I'm sorry. Let me stop.
It's all gonna. It's gonna go back to the the pink room. I'm out.
The pink pearl.
Everything's
pearl. Going back to the pink pearl.
That's great. Oh my God.
John said he wants to go to. He wants to go to Windsor Castle. Damn,
well, if he signs, we could sign up and go, like, so he doesn't have to cancel it. Because I really do want to go back there. I don't like that feeling. I like facing my fears with that kind of stuff, and I don't feel like I've gotten to face it at all.
Hmm. See, I've never been there. Sorry, I was looking for. There was a spider that came down from the ceiling, and it landed on my arm and went on the floor, and I was trying to figure out where it went.
I had the tiniest little spider in my bathroom mirror this morning while I was putting my eye makeup on. I got really close to the mirror because I'm getting old now. I can't hardly see what I'm doing. So I was, like, right up on the mirror, and it was the size of a pinpoint. I had never seen such a small little spider, and I was like, you just stay right there, babe.
Yeah, I don't know where this one went and dropped on me, but I don't know where it's at now. Ugh. That's the only thing about the she shed, but I had to move into the she shed because of the content of my conversation. I have kids in the house. I didn't want them hearing about my para-porn experience. John told me to tell you to make sure to let him know, and he'll go with you.
Okay. I'll tell him I'll send him the link. It's.
She said she'll send you the link.
I won't say what team is putting it on. It's actually, it's a event thing. This person has an event company too, as well as their team. But I think it's through his event company.
Okay. Well, I got a couple questions before I get ready to get us off the air because it's almost time for us to get off the air. We're a little bit past our time, but we're okay. Out of all the equipment, what equipment do you like the most? What's your favorite piece of equipment?
Definitely my digital recorder. I mean, I don't see how you could possibly do an investigation without one. My other piece of favorite equipment would have to be a periscope, which I don't own one, but I just like it. Like, you set it down, you let it go. If something's coming around it, it's going to light up. And you can ask questions and have it touch it. I have the EDI Plus, which I'm not thrilled with at all. It just, like, to me is the most useful piece of equipment ever. I kind of wish I hadn't bought it. And I also have the SD7, but I wish I hadn't bought that either. Not at all. I wanted an Ovilus, but for some reason they're not selling them anymore. I don't know if they've just gone off market or what, but so I'd say digital recorder and Ovilus are my two favorites, and the Periscope. Those are my favorites.
Yeah. I know that Lyle Lotz had some on his Facebook page. I saw it's not a full 360. It's like a half of a 360, and they were like $77.
Okay.
Yeah, because I bought a Periscope from him. Pretty cool.
You know, I used to not, because I was taught to use it incorrectly, the Periscope. So for a long time, I didn't like it because I thought this was just, you know, it's kind of just junk. Like, I was not using it correctly. So I think you really have to know how to use the equipment before you pass judgment on it. And sometimes I get frustrated with things, with equipment, and I'm just like, yeah, forget that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've got a few pieces of equipment. I got the Periscope. And I got it because when Dennis and I did a private home investigation together, I liked it. And I liked how, you know, the spirit went up and touched it. So I was just like, and I've been, and they've used it on other investigations that we've went on. And I really, really liked that particular piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the F7 box is okay, but I don't use it that much. I like it, but I don't use it too much. I do like the Necrophonic app, though.
Which one are you using?
The one that's $10.99, I think. It's the Necrophonic app.
It's actually called, okay.
Yeah.
I call it
Necrophoniac, but it's actually Necrophonic.
I can't think of the one that I bought. Oh, my gosh. I haven't even used it. I use it a few times, and I don't like it. I can't even think of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think what was cool about Saturday, too, is that we didn't use any apps at all. We used no Necrophonics. We didn't use no S7 box, SB7.
Nope.
We didn't use any of that stuff and got straight EVP. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And that's what's fascinating to me.
And we used flashlights. Flashlights.
And flashlights.
I mean, it was kind of, you know, when you think about it, it was kind of an old school investigation, just flashlights and digital recorder. I know they had there was a K2 meter, I think, that John had put out. And maybe, maybe there was a periscope over where Savannah was in the corner.
Yeah, there was a grid there, too. We had a grid there and a small, I think it was a two-prong periscope with the two prongs on it.
When you think that, that's pretty basic. Like, no SB7, no Ovilus, no anything that could really, even the SLS. I know a lot of people like the SLS. I'm not a huge fan of it. I want to believe that there's the little things around you, the little figures, that it's actually mapping someone. And it did, I mean, I'm going to say it did map something when I was in Pennsylvania, but I don't know, I have my doubts because people don't use it correctly.
Yeah.
They use it at doorways, they use it at chairs, they use it at furniture, and it's going to map. It's going to map things. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah, that one I'm not too, I've seen people with it, but I'm not too familiar with that one. But I would say out of everything, out of all the equipment I have, I do like my periscope. And sometimes
I
question flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, not what we did Saturday, but I've been at other investigations where a flashlight has been used, but it cuts on, but then it doesn't cut off at all. And I question that because it makes me wonder, did the flashlight just, you know, why isn't it cutting off now? Whereas with us, I mean, I even have it on my body cam Saturdays, flashlight sessions, it would cut on, it would cut off on command. So to me, that's a different.
Well, they were both cutting on and off. I mean, the one that was for the women cut on more, but men did pop up several times.
Yeah,
and also,
I like John's idea, you know, of how he did that with woman on the flash card, man on the other one. I thought that was a really cool idea.
That was a very cool idea.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get flashlights.
I have some friends, Gateway Paranormal, they're out of Tennessee, and they did a documentary. And one thing I like that they did, it has nothing to do with their equipment, but the beginning of their investigation, they did an offering to the spirits there, just something personal, and if they took it back. You know, when they left, it was kind of like insurance, that we're not here to harm you. This is yours while we're here. I really like that. I really like that idea. And they just left it there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool idea.
I agree with you on that. I guess in the pink crow we can bring either a hummingbird,
a peace offering,
or a big pink rabbit.
It's our payment.
Pearl.
Pink handcuffs.
Pink fuzzy handcuffs as our offering while we're there.
And remember, it's per act.
That's right. It is.
I thought that was
not per hour.
Good EVP too.
We asked that question.
We did. It was per act.
We did.
I was kind of astounded at that one.
Yeah. Per act.
Per act. But you're soft. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing.
That's right. Well, maybe it was because he was in spirit form that he was soft and not hard anymore. I mean,
that's true.
I wonder if he meant it like that because he was no longer, you know,
maybe
in that physical.
Afterwards.
Huh?
That would be an awful afterlife.
Yeah.
Having to
be
soft.
That's true. That's true. But do you have any? I got to change the subject because we're getting ready to get off the air. But did you start your paranormal page yet by chance, or are you still putting things together?
I'm still putting it together. I'm still trying to build a team. Actually, I've got a few people that are interested, and one I've already, he's going to be a part of the team, but I've just been hesitant to put it up there until I get at least two more members is what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
So when you
just,
get it,
I'm a little hesitant to put it up there.
Yeah, I can understand that. When you get that together, just, I'm sure you can send it out like over to John Stevens, Virginia Paranormal Events page, or let me know and I'll, for people to go and like your page when you get all that started.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I had started, I will tell you, I had started a page and I had the name of Suffolk Paranormal, and then, I thought about if I ever move, I don't really want Suffolk as part of my name if I'm living, if I move back to Lynchburg or whatever. So I decided to change it to Scorpio, and then I can use it anywhere. So it is a page out there. It's just nothing on it right now.
Right. No, I understand that too. And doing pages, they're hard to keep up with too.
They are.
Yeah. So
definitely.
Trust me.
I want to say the pandemic really messed up a lot of things.
Yeah.
It really did.
I agree. Mm-hmm. School to be included.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have to put myself in special ed classes. Yeah. I wrote the principal today, and I was like, I need to be put in some special ed classes because I'm having to help my son. And it's like, oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to tell you, teachers, we're just as confused as everybody else. It's very stressful. We start next week, and it's like, how do I teach kindergarten from a computer? I've never done that.
You're right. I
need my children in front of me, but it is what it is. You got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's the kids' second day of school because we just started on Monday. It's their second day, and it's taken some time for them to adjust because Victor is used to being hands-on with his teacher, his special ed teachers, because he is on IEPs, and so he's used to that. And so now everything has to be done through computer to include his IEP. So it's just a matter of, getting through certain things and getting him adjusted and getting him on his schedule. But I can tell you, hats off to teachers because there's no way that
I was meant to do anything like that. My patients were tested yesterday, and I didn't do very well. Like I had to fire myself. You're welcome. I had to literally fire myself. I had to get up this morning and apologize to my son for being such a butt yesterday because I just did not have the patience to help him with what he needed help with, and it was horrible.
Well, you know, I've been a teacher this is my fourth year, and my son, by the time I get home, I don't want to do any more schoolwork. I'm done. So he kind of gets the short end of the stick with me. Like, I can help him, but it's like, you know, Dad's going to have to jump in on that one because I'm done. So you spend all day with everyone else's children, teaching them and making sure they know what they're doing. But when you get home to your own, it's like, I really can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Another hour and a half, and I will completely go crazy.
That's right.
But we do.
That's right. Well, I don't want to keep you up because I know you got school tomorrow.
I do. I have training.
Yeah, but I really appreciate you coming on my show and taking time out of your schedule to come on here and just have a good laugh with me. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to do that event together, and I hope that we get to do another one.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. Anytime I get to talk paranormal with anyone, I'm thrilled. You start that up in a conversation. So this has been great.
This has been absolutely.
I'll
have you back on my show. I think you should come back like after the next, after our next pink pearl room experience.
I think so, too. That one might actually have to be X-rated. We need to put the highest advisory rating on that one.
Yeah, I'll have to put the highest. That's right. I'll have to do X-rated on the radio show itself, yeah. And limit my viewers. Make sure there's no kids on here. I'll have to block them all off.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me be a part of this. I have thoroughly enjoyed this.
Thanks. And I hope that you have a good night and a good day in school tomorrow. And thanks for coming on and sharing everything. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Same to you.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. We had a really good, let me end my call because I got to end my time too on this as soon as I figure it out. There we go.